Chapter 39. In the Threefold Land. Avienda felt right again. There was a calming perfection to the Threefold Land. Wetlanders thought the landscape's uniform colors were drab, but Avienda found them beautiful. Simple, sturdy browns and tans. They were familiar and dependable, not like the wetlands, where both the landscape and the weather were different every time you turned around. Avienda ran forward in the darkening night, each foot falling on dusty ground. For the first time in many months, she felt alone. In the wetlands, she always felt as if she was being watched by some enemy she could not see or attack. Not that the Threefold Land was safer. Far from it. That shadowed patch beneath the Nadra scrub was the den of a lethal snake. If one brushed the spindly branches, the snake would strike. She had seen 5 men die from those bites. The den was merely one of the many hazards she passed during her run to Ruidian. But those dangers were understandable. She could see them, measure them, and avoid them. If she died from the snake's bite or fell to the land's heat, the fault would be her own. It was always preferable to face the enemy or the danger you could see, than to fear the one that hid behind the faces of lying wetlanders. She continued running, despite the dimming light. It was good to sweat again. People didn't sweat enough in the wetlands. Perhaps that was what made them so unusual. Instead of letting the sun warm them, they sought refreshment. Instead of going to a proper sweat tent to get clean, they submersed themselves in water. That couldn't be healthy. She would not lie to herself. Avienda herself had partaken of those luxuries, and she had come to enjoy those baths and the fine dresses Elaine forced upon her. One had to acknowledge one's weaknesses before one could defeat them. Now, as she ran across the gently sloping earth of the Threefold Land, Avienda's perspective was restored. Finally, she slowed. As tempting as it was to travel in the dark and sleep through the day's heat, it was not wise. A misstep in the dark could end your life. She quickly collected some dead tuck brush and some inata bark, then made herself a camp at the side of a tremendous stone. Soon she had a fire burning, the orange light reflecting off the rock that towered over her. She'd slain a small shellback earlier, and she unwrapped it, skinned it, then set it up on a spit. Not the most delicate of meals, but satisfactory. Avienda settled down, watching the fire crackle, smelling the meat. Yes, she was glad she hadn't traveled directly to Ruidian, instead taking the time, precious though that time was, to run in the Threefold Land. It helped her see what she had been and what she had become. Avienda the Maiden was gone. She had embraced her path as a wise one, and that brought her honor back. She had purpose again. As a wise one, she could help lead her people through their most trying time. Once this was through, her people would need to return to the Threefold Land. Each day in the wetlands made them weaker. She herself was an excellent example. She had grown soft there. How could one not grow soft in that place? It would have to be abandoned. Soon. She smiled, settling back and closing her eyes for a moment, letting the day's fatigue melt away. Her future seemed so much more clear. She was to visit Ruidian, pass through the crystal columns, then return and claim her share of Rand's heart. She would fight at the last battle. She would help preserve the remnant of the Aiel who survived, then bring them home where they belonged. A sound came from outside her camp. Avienda opened her eyes and jumped up, embracing the source. A piece of her was pleased that she now instinctively looked to the one power, rather than spears that were not there. She wove a globe of light. A woman stood in the darkness nearby, wearing Aiel garb. Not Cadensor, or the garb of a wise one, but normal clothing. A dark skirt and a tan blouse and shawl, a kerchief on her graying hair. She was middle-aged, and she carried no weapons. She was still. Avienda glanced to the sides. Was this an ambush? Or was this woman a specter? One of the dead walking? Why hadn't Avienda heard her approach? "Greetings, wise one," the woman said, bowing her head. "Might I share water with you? I am traveling far, and saw your fire." The woman had furrowed skin, and she could not channel. Avienda could sense that easily. "I am not yet a wise one," Avienda said, wary. "I currently take my second path into Ruidion." "Then you will soon find much honor," the woman said. "I am Nakomi. I promise that I mean you no harm, child." Suddenly, Avienda felt foolish. The woman had approached without weapons drawn. Avienda had been distracted by her thoughts. That was why she hadn't heard Nakomi approach. "Of course. Please." "Thank you," Nakomi said, stepping into the light and setting down her pack beside the small fire. She clicked her tongue, then drew some small branches out of her pack to build up the flames. She removed a pot for tea. "Might I have some of that water?" Avienda got out a water skin. She could hardly spare a drop. She was still several days from Ruidion, but it would give offense not to respond to the request, after offering to share shade. Nakomi took the water skin and filled her teapot, which she then set beside the fire to warm. "It is an unexpected pleasure," Nakomi said, rifling through her pack, "to cross the path of one on her way to Ruidion. Tell me, was your apprenticeship long?"
"Too long," Avienda said, "though primarily because of my own stubbornness."
"Ah," Nakomi said. "You have the air of a warrior about you, child. Tell me, are you from among those who went west? The ones who joined the one named the Karakarn?"
"He is the Karakarn," Avienda said.
"I did not say that he was not," Nakomi said, sounding amused. She got out some tea leaves and herbs. No, she hadn't. Avienda turned her shell back and her stomach rumbled. She'd need to share her meal with Nakomi as well.
"May I ask?" Nakomi said. "What do you think of the Karakarn?"
"I love him," Avienda thought immediately, but she couldn't say that. "I think he has much honor, and though he is ignorant of the proper ways, he is learning."
"You have spent time with him, then?"
"Some," Avienda said. Then, to be more honest, she added, "more than most."
"He is a wetlander," Nakomi said, thoughtful, "and Karakarn. Tell me, are the wetlands as glorious as so many say? Rivers so wide you cannot see the other side? Plants so full of water they burst when squeezed?"
"The wetlands are not glorious," Avienda said. "They are dangerous. They make us weak." Nakomi frowned. "Who is this woman?" It was not unusual to find Aiel traveling the waste. Even children learned to protect themselves. But should Nakomi not be traveling with friends? Family? She did not wear the clothing of a wise one, but there was something about her. Nakomi stirred the tea, then repositioned Avienda's shell back, placing it over the coals to cook it more evenly. From inside her pack she drew forth several deep earth roots. Avienda's mother had always cooked those. Nakomi placed them in a small ceramic baking box, then slid this into the coals. Avienda hadn't realized the fire had grown so warm. Where had all those coals come from?
"You seem troubled," Nakomi said. "Far be it for me to question an apprentice wise one. But I do see worry in your eyes."
Avienda stifled a grimace. She would have preferred to be left alone. And yet she had invited this woman to share her water and shade.
"I am worried about our last people. Dangerous times come."
"The last battle," Nakomi said softly.
The thing the wetlanders speak of.
Yes. I worry about something beyond that. The wetlands corrupting our people, making them soft.
But the wetlands are part of our destiny, are they not?
The things the Karakarn is said to have revealed. They link us to the wetlands in curious ways.
Assuming what he said was true.
He would not lie about this, Avienda said.
A small flock of buzzards cawed and flapped past in the dark night air. Avienda's people's history, the things Rand Althor had revealed, still caused many of the Aiel grief. In Ruidian, Avienda would soon see this history for herself, that the Aiel had broken their vows. Avienda's people had once followed, then abandoned, the way of the leaf.
"Interesting thoughts you raise, apprentice," Nakomi said, pouring the tea. "Our land here is called the Threefold Land. Threefold, for the three things it did to us. It punished us for sin. It tested our courage. It formed an anvil to shape us.
The Threefold Land makes us strong, so by leaving it we become weak.
But if we had to come here to be forged into something of strength," Nakomi said, "does that not suggest that the tests we were to face in the wetlands were as dangerous as the Threefold Land itself? So dangerous and difficult that we had to come here to prepare for them?"
She shook her head.
"Ah, but I should not argue with a wise one, not even an apprentice. I have to."
"There is never to for speaking wise words," Avienda said. "Tell me, Nakomi, where is it you travel? Which sept is your own?"
"I am far from my roof," the woman said, wistful. "Yet not far at all. Perhaps it is far from me. I cannot answer your question, apprentice, for it is not my place to give this truth."
Avienda frowned. What kind of answer was that?
"It seems to me," Nakomi said, "that by breaking our ancient oaths to do no violence, our people have gained great to."
"Yes," Avienda said. "What did you do when your entire people had done something so awful?" This realization was what had caused so many of the Aiel to be taken by the bleakness. They had thrown down their spears, or refused to remove the white of Gaishine, implying that their people had such great to, it could never be met. But they were wrong. The Aiel to could be met. It had to be met. That was the purpose of serving the Karakarn, the representative of the ones to whom the Aiel had originally sworn their oaths.
"We will meet our to," Avienda said, "by fighting in the last battle."
The Aiel would therefore regain their honor. Once you paid to, you forgot it. To remember a fault that had been repaid was arrogant. They would be finished. They could return and no longer feel shame for what had happened in the past. Avienda nodded to herself.
"And so," Nakomi said, handing over a cup of tea, "the Threefold Land was our punishment. We came here to grow so that we could meet our to."
"Yes," Avienda said.
It felt clear to her. "So, once we have fought for the Karakarn, we will have met that to. And therefore we'll have no reason to be punished further. If that is the case, why would we return to this land? Would that not be like seeking more punishment once to is met?"
Avienda froze.
But no, that was silly. She did not want to argue with Nakomi on the point, but the Aiel belonged in the Threefold Land.
"People of the Dragon," Nakomi said, sipping her tea. "That is what we are. Serving the dragon was the point behind everything we did. Our customs, our raids on each other, our harsh training, our very way of life."
"Yes," Avienda said.
"And so," Nakomi said softly, "once Sightblinder is defeated, what is left for us? Perhaps this is why so many refused to follow the Karakarn, because they worried at what it meant. Why continue the old ways? How do we find honor in raiding, in killing one another, if we are no longer preparing for such an important task? Why grow harder? For the sake of being hard itself? I'm sorry, Nakomi said. I've let myself ramble again. I am prone to it, I fear. Here, let us eat.
Avienda started. Surely the roots weren't done yet. However, Nakomi pulled them out, and they smelled wonderful. She cut the shell back, fishing a pair of tin plates from her pack. She seasoned the meat and roots, then passed a plate to Avienda. She tasted hesitantly. The food was delicious. Wonderful, even. Better than many a feast she'd had in fine palaces back in the wetlands. She stared at the plate, amazed.
If you'll excuse me, Nakomi said, I need to see to nature.
She smiled, rising, then shuffled off into the darkness. Avienda ate quietly, disturbed by what had been said. Was not a wonderful meal like this, cooked over a fire and made from humble ingredients, proof that the luxury of the wetlands wasn't needed? But what was the purpose of the Aiel now? If they did not wait for the Karakarn, what did they do? Fight, yes, and then? Continue to kill one another on raids? To what end? She finished her meal, then thought for a long time. Too long. Nakomi did not return. Worried, Avienda went to search for her, but found no trace of the woman. Upon returning to the fire, Avienda saw that Nakomi's pack and plate were gone. She waited up for a time, but the woman did not return. Eventually, Avienda went to sleep, feeling troubled.